This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web's music station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Alexis Diana Knight, and she has a brand new book called The Secrets of a Phoenix. Alexis, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk with you. Everything is going fantastic. How's it going with you today?
Oh, fantastic over here as well. It's a beautiful night. And I'm excited to talk about this brand new book that you just released called The Secrets of a Phoenix. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so it's a book that I've written kind of about the experiences throughout my life. They're actually my own personal experiences that I wrote as I was going throughout them. It starts with being 16 and pregnant and having a baby in high school, all the way up to marriage and divorce, falling in love, out of love, and just making it through those struggles.
And I think it's so interesting that this whole book is based off of poems too. It's not just like, you know, short stories. These are straight poems. Did it take you your entire life to write each poem, or was this all done in the span of like a year?
Some of them were, so all of them were throughout my life, the different poems were. Some of them were written over the last year, and then just compiling them together and forming it into a book has taken this last year to get everything collected together to put it into the book.
Did you write, how did you write these down? Like, how did you keep these all like safe and secure? Because I feel like for me, you know, if I were to like write something down and like a year from now, I'd probably be like, where the hell is it? I have no idea, unless it's in my phone.
Yeah, no, definitely understandable. So I keep a notebook next to my bed, actually a few. I have some at my desk. I work from home, so I have some at my desk, some next to my bed on my nightstand, and I just kind of write as I'm feeling something. So getting them together was going through the different notebooks and trying to find them all to compile them.
See, I wish I had that same mentality, because like, I swear I have so many good ideas and I just don't keep a notebook around.
Yes, I would definitely recommend keeping a notebook for all of those good thoughts that you have.
When did you get into writing poetry? Was that always something that you liked doing, or was it because you wanted to write this book kind of based on poetry? It kind of sparked your interest.
Yeah, so I've always kind of written poems, but really in high school, when I got pregnant with my daughter, I switched to an alternative high school so she could go with me. And I had a teacher there, and she taught me a lot of the reverse poems that are in the book. She taught me reverse poetry, which is when you read it one way, it has one meaning, and then you read it from the bottom to the top and it has another meaning. So really, she is the one who really got me interested in poetry, but I've always kind of dabbled.
That is awesome. And now you've written a book, well, written a poetry book, I should say, you know, called The Secrets of a Phoenix, and it's out now on Amazon. You know, for those who are just picking it up for the first time, what is something that they, you know, that's going to kind of stand out for them?
So my hope that when people pick up the book and they read it, it will help them not feel alone in their struggles and to realize that everyone is going through the struggles, and that eventually it does get better. When you're stuck in those hard times that you feel like you're never going to get through and you're just stuck in this rut, eventually it gets better. And that's my hope, is that it can relay that message and make people not feel so alone.
Tell us a little about, you know, being pregnant at 16. I mean, I'm sure that was absolutely difficult for you to experience. I mean, what happened during that time?
Yeah. So being 16 and pregnant, it was scary. I was like, I'm a baby going to have a baby. And then you've got people coming at you, in all directions with opinions about, what they think you should do. And
yeah, everybody's got to have their own opinion. I don't understand why that has to be like, yes. Just shut your goddamn mouth. Like, what the fuck?
Yes, exactly. You know? And you're already facing this new adventure you're going to be taking in your life, and it's already scary, and then people are making you doubt yourself even more. So it was scary, but honestly, having my daughter was the best thing I've ever done. She changed my life, and she's such an amazing girl.
Well, that's amazing to hear. How is she doing now?
She is so good. She's in sixth grade now. Today was actually her first day of school. My kiddos are all at school today for the first day. But she's amazing.
That's amazing. I mean, and it's also so difficult, probably being a single mom too, you know, with first off, three energetic kids, excuse me. not only just one kid, three. You have three kids.
Yes. I have an 11-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
My God, you have three kids. Are you okay? Like, basically what I gotta say. Are you good?
I'm good.
That three times? My God.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks to therapy and everything, I am good. I'm good now. Our house is always crazy, but I wouldn't change it.
God, I just can't imagine. I mean, it must be awesome though, to have like three little runners around your house, you know, just always there to enjoy too. It must be just such a blessing at the same time. But take me back to the book here, you know. So, I mean, what are some of the other experiences that, you know, people will get to kind of dive into in the world of poetry when they're reading the book?
Yeah. So in my book, there's, of course, the going through 16 and pregnant. There's poems in there about depression and in those moments when you're feeling alone and overwhelmed and falling in love and finding who you think is your person and then going through the heartbreak and then coming out on the other side and just the victory of knowing, hey, I got through this and I'm so much stronger for everything that I did go through.
And it's so important too, you know, even the depression part of it, you know, that you were saying, it's just like that. I feel like that's not talked about enough in society.
Definitely. I 110% agree with that. It's kind of a hush-hush subject. And one thing that has been amazing is the people who have read my book so far. I've had people I know, strangers, reach out to me and express things that they related to in the book. And it was just a really amazing opportunity to be able to open up those lines of communication and show people, hey, a lot of people struggle with this. You're not going through it alone. And we've got this.
That's incredible. You know, and I want to ask too, was it always the idea to help others with this book? Or was that just something that stemmed out of you sharing your story?
So it's something that happened. I was really nervous getting this out there and having people read these vulnerable moments in my life and then having this response of people reaching out and opening up about their own challenges or just coming to me as kind of a safe space to express some of these things has been such an amazing part of this that was not expected, but made everything so worth it.
Yeah, and it must be so rewarding at the same time, too. The book, again, is called The Secrets of a Phoenix, and it's by Alexis Diana Knight. Alexis, I want to ask you, too, you know, what's your favorite style of poetry? Do you have a specific style that you like? Like that 838, is that what it's called or something like that? I'm not the best poetry guy, but.
You are totally fine. So my favorite is definitely the reverse poems. As soon as my teacher had showed us that in class, all those years back now, but reading it one way and it having a negative meaning or just an entirely different meaning, and then you read the exact same words but from the bottom to the top, and it means something completely different. Those are my absolute favorite.
Is there a variety of different ways, like different styles of poetry in this book?
There are many different styles of poetry in this book. There's kind of a little bit of everything.
What are some of the styles, I guess, that, you know, you kind of experimented with?
Yeah, so there's spoken word poetry in there. There's your standard poetry, I guess, where it rhymes. And then we've got the reverse poems.
Pretty cool. Nice. And, you know, again, I mean, this is just such an awesome book, too, because like I never really, you know, it's always so creative when people are trying to put their life into words. And you've done it in such a creative way, too, that I'm excited for people to read it and pick it up. I want to ask you, though, what is next for Alexis? What is next for this? Are we going to continue with life from 28 to now, or what's going to happen next?
Yeah, so next is it's my idea that I've been working on is an entire book of reverse poems.
Ooh.
Yes. So, yeah, those ones, and it will be from the mind of a woman. So, just those experiences and entirely of reverse poems.
That sounds very interesting, and I'm excited for people to read that too. Have you ever been into like slam poetry? Is that like something that you'd ever be down for?
I have never been, but have always wanted to. I've been looking for poetry events around me. And because of COVID, there wasn't a whole lot going on, but I've been looking because I love all things poetry.
And you know what? And it sucks because I do too, but like I just never got myself into it, you know. And I feel like I feel like this is it. This is the way to get into it. Read The Secrets of a Phoenix. That's definitely the start of it, I think.
Well, I appreciate that. And after reading it, I hope that you go and do the same.
Yes, I will. And I hope everybody else does the same too. It's called The Secrets of a Phoenix, and it's by Alexis Diana Knight. For those who want to follow you and find you wherever you are, where can they go online?
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and it's all under Lexi Sweet.
And you can read the book on Amazon. It's called The Secrets of a Phoenix. Alexis, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with the career and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. The WebZ Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more. Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.